Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. Let me start by reminding you that yesterday our Deputy Minister Botha indicated that South Africa is committed to a functioning conference on disarmament. It is therefore important to ensure that the applications of procedures is done in a predictable and a consistent manner. In South Africa's considered view is that your draft should be first presented to the CD for discussions, and we would like to express our gratitude to you for allowing the conference to first discuss the draft. This is in line with previous practice, which is normally in an informal setting and then in a formal setting. This will enable delegations to ensure that all views from members are communicated to their respective capitals, and views from capitals are shared with member states, so that we can move forward towards a consensus on the draft and reach by the views of member states. I would like to emphasize that it's important that due process should be followed. We would like to caution against rushing rather than allowing for the process to unfold naturally at its own pace. Building a consensus is not easy, it's hard work indeed. The CD has been in deadlock for 24 years, and from our perspective, The CD has been in deadlock for 24 years, and from our perspective, when announcement is made that the deadlock has been finally broken, then the announcement must be backed up by a program of work that we all can be proud of, that we all can take collective ownership for, and that we all can celebrate. Finally, Mr. President, I would like to state for the record, as many delegations approach our delegation to inquire whether we supported the tabling of the 28 decision in the CD as a program of work, that South Africa never support the tabling of the 28 decision. We merely said in an informal consultation that was held with some members of the G21 that all proposals that was under discussion at the time should be, as a matter of procedure, be shared with all delegations so that the process is inclusive and transparent and serve as a basis for our discussions and consultations. At the time, it was apparent that there was a lot of confusion as to what was on the table. I thank you, Mr. President.